This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. On Tuesday afternoon, Superintendent of Public Instruction Diane Douglas unveiled her proposal for improving K-12 education in Arizona. The 2017 AZ Kids Can't Wait plan includes requests for additional funding for teacher salary raises and fully funding capital so new school buildings can be constructed if needed. Douglas says she's heard from many Arizonans who want teacher retention pay.
I'm calling for an immediate funding to provide all classroom teachers with a 5% salary increase.
If Douglas were to get everything on her wish list, the funding total would be $680 million. She had some ideas for how to pay for the plan.
We can use the rainy day fund. We can work to get back our federal lands so that they can become a truly valuable resource. We can look to revenues that are coming in higher than projections as our economy continues to recover.
The superintendent's goals are ambitious ones. Do the priorities make sense, and can the goals be accomplished? With me to talk about that for a few minutes is Arizona Education Association President Joe Thomas. Joe, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me here.
So generally, a lot of money involved. What do you think of the priorities?
Well, I think the priorities are pretty sound. I mean, one of the things that the superintendent said that she's done over the last couple of years is she's gone around the state and she's actually listened to people. And I saw some of the first ones. And They weren't very happy crowds, and it was parents and it was teachers and support staff talking about the shape of our schools, and it's an underfunded, unsustainable system. And she heard that loud and clear, and I think that you begin to see in this set of objectives that she has out that she really did listen to the people, and she's talking about some things that we think, AEA thinks, would work really well.
Teacher salaries, major priority there, and that's been something we've been hearing a concern about for a long time. Teacher retention, can this help?
Well, I think that it can. I think that if you're looking at getting more dollars into the system and being strategic about it, I mean, there's a movement to bring money back for state funding of full day kindergarten. Well, that would bring $220 million back into our school system, and it would allow schools to lower the class sizes in junior high, high school, and third grade, because all of those class sizes went up when the state took state funding away from full-day kindergarten. The districts had to find money inside their own budgets to hire those full-day kindergarten teachers, and that raised class sizes everywhere. So a lot of these things we think are the right funding, the right targeting. One of the things she talks about, she wants an effective teacher in every classroom. Well, so does AEA. I mean, we want people to be supported. We want them to feel like they can have a career in education. And we want to end this kind of revolving door of people getting into education, staying for 2 or 3 years, and then leaving for another state, leaving for another profession, or just altogether quitting education because they can't make the ends meet.
Without depressing everyone, to what extent is Arizona playing catch up?
Well, I think that Arizona has been on the cutting edge of reform for a long time, but a lot of those reforms really aren't based in research. One great example is our A through F school labeling system. This was brought to us from another state. It's never really given parents the information that they need to determine what a school really looks like. We're in talks right now in the State Board of Education of how do we redefine the metrics for measuring how good our schools are. And the superintendent wants to bring out a much more robust measurement instead of just looking at test scores. Have test scores be part of the data, but also look at what are the other support services that the school offers? What are the other athletic and academic services that the schools offer? That would let parents truly know what opportunities were at that school or in that district for their students. And they could make the right choice of, oh, well, I really want to send my child to this academy, or I want to enroll my child in this coding academy in Phoenix Union. And we have to stop looking for the simple answers. And that's what Arizona's relied on. That's been our status quo for the last 20 years, mm-hmm. is we've just said, well, let's get the most bang for our buck. And what we have right now are teachers that are leaving the profession. We've got 2,000. We started this year with 2,000 empty classrooms. That is an indication of our investment in our students and schools. People would rather go to California. They'd rather go to Nevada. They would rather go to New Mexico and Colorado, or they would rather become a business major. We have to attract and retain people into our classrooms and keep them for a career.
In a state that emphasizes school choice so much, is there an appetite for this kind of spending on traditional public schools?
Well, I think what parents really want is school quality. You know, I mean, every kid, no matter where you live in the state, you ought to be able to walk down the end of your street, get on a yellow school bus, and be driven to a school that's high quality, where the teachers are supported in the classroom, where you have low enough class size, where the teachers can have that one-on-one interaction with the students that truly need it, whether they're gifted or it's remedial or they're right there in the middle doing what they should do. Mm-hmm. You should have a robust support staff to make sure that the school is clean, that it's safe, that you have after-school programs, remedial programs, gifted programs. You need all of that to really have quality schools. And so this whole idea around choice is about dividing students. And what I think and what I truly believe the members of the Arizona Education Association think is it's about all of our kids in Arizona. We have a responsibility for every student in this state to make sure that they have the right opportunity and that they're successful as they can be by the time they turn 18 and graduate. Mm-hmm. That requires strategic investment.
So as we mentioned, about $680 million in proposed right. funding increases. We've heard from some leaders in the legislature saying we only have about $25 million in extra money to spend. One presumes they could find extra money if they wanted to. Are you looking at this as a 2 to 4 year project in some ways?
Well, I think that it took us several years to get where we're at right now. I mean, the recession accelerated the disinvestment in our public schools. We had been making revenue cuts. We've cut almost every year for 20 years. We've cut some form of revenue in the state. We have to stop that because those tax cuts hurt students. We're cheating them out of the education that I received when I went to school, that most of your listeners received when they went to school, when Arizona was much closer to the middle in what we invested in our kids when you compare us to the other states. So, yes, I think it's going to take a few years, but we have to start, and we have to start with the idea of we're not going to have tax cuts anymore. We're going to put a cap on all these tuition and voucher programs for private schools. They have more money than they even know what to do with right now. We need to focus on where about 85% of our students are, which is in our public school system. We need to get the money in there. We need to bring back full-day kindergarten. We need to lower class sizes. We need to make teacher pay not only attractive to get teachers into the profession with first-year pay, but we also need to be able to reward teachers that are doing a quality job, that are sticking with it, that are showing through their observations and evaluations that they're quality teachers. We need to have career earnings for them to where they want to be that 25-year teacher that teaches the grandkids mm-hmm. of their first students, you know, or the 30-year or even the 40-year teachers. It's almost as if teachers are becoming an endangered species in this state, and we're just not paying attention to it.
Joe, just time for one more question. Sure. It's a little bit political, but 2 years ago, would you have thought that Diane Douglas would have been the type of superintendent who goes out, listens to people, and then presents a package that may not be beloved by her fellow Republicans?
Well, that's what I'm seeing right now, and I'm happy to see it. We have a state officer that is pushing for strategic funding and reinvesting in our schools. I would love to have a governor that was doing the same thing. We have Governor Ducey sees that early childhood education is important. He's talked about the value of full-day kindergarten. We need to support him to find the political courage and will to find that money in the legislature, to tell them to send him a budget that includes funding for full-day kindergarten, and let's get that back into our schools. So it starts with one, and that looks like that's going to be Superintendent Douglas. Let's hope that other people begin to hear her message and connect it to the voters, where she's done this kind of old school barnstorming. Let's go around and listen to what it is that the people in the communities that elected me really want. And, you know, she's being an honest broker at this point. So the things that she's putting out there, we support. We hope that we can get some in the legislature this year and put through the budget, and we'll have to see what happens in the next few months.
Joe Thomas is president of the Arizona Education Association. Joe, thanks for being here.
No, thank you.